Welcome to the Big Dreams Great Teams podcast with me, your host, Paula Maidens. I'm a mum of two, a hiring and leadership coach, speaker, ex-corporate recruiter, and serial entrepreneur who is obsessed with teaching capable business owners just like you how to become graceful and powerful leaders surrounded by a team who perform like rock stars. On this podcast, we'll be talking about all things people, business, and leadership because big dreams need great teams. You simply cannot do it on your own. I'm excited to have you here. Let's dive in. All of my clients are striving for a high-performing culture. And today I wanted to talk about which one comes first. Does high performance come from a good culture, or does a good culture come from high performance? It's a really interesting one to ponder. So does high performance drive and create a good cultural environment, or is a good cultural environment the driver for high performance? It's a bit like the chicken and the egg, which one comes first? Because the relationship between the two, high performance and culture, it's almost symbiotic, whereby each one influences and reinforces the other one almost in a cyclical way. A high-performing team naturally creates a great culture, and a good culture definitely helps to foster, encourage, and support a team to thrive and be high-performing. So today I want to ponder this with you and break it down and look at it from each side so you can get some ideas about what you need to do to ultimately end up with a great culture and a high-performing team, which I know is what you all want because it's what we all want too. It's what I want. So let's start with a culture that drives high performance. So a strong culture, 100% without question, will lay the foundations for your team to be high performers because it's your culture that will shape the attitudes and the behaviors which will become the norm in your workplace. And, you know, you'll hire for certain attitudes and behaviors to fit the people who are currently working with you. So when your team, when your employees are operating in a way that is aligned to your company values, to your overall vision, and where you, when your team and each person on your team, each of your employees has goals that all line up and add up to achieve and meet your business goals, you'll naturally get people who are more motivated, more engaged, and more committed to performing in a way that is high, that is thriving, that is high performance. So a positive culture, and by that I mean a culture where collaboration is truly fostered, where people are encouraged to have ideas, to disagree, to innovate, where people truly are held accountable and they hold each other accountable. These are the things that I define forms a positive culture. This positive culture will in itself create an environment that shows up poor performance and in turn encourages high performance. And it's in this way, when the culture of your business, when your business norm is about meeting deadlines, about innovating, bringing ideas, about doing what you say you're going to do, about, you know, delivering to the other people what you say you will do in the timeframe you've said you've done it, holding yourself accountable, showing up. When your culture operates like this, then anyone who isn't operating in that way will stand out like a sore thumb. And this is how having a high or a good culture will drive a high-performing team, because then operating in a certain way, in this high-performing way, will become the norm for your business because it's part of your culture. And I've worked in a business like this. The role I had as a recruiter in the global recruitment firm when I was a corporate recruiter, they had such a great culture. It was positive. It was competitive in a positive way. And people worked really hard to perform. And it's not like we were made to do it. It's just what you did. It was just the culture, the business norm that you showed up, you performed, you did what you said you were going to do, and you performed to a certain level. So high performers in that business were everywhere, and you wanted to be one of them. They were rewarded, they were talked about, they were highlighted, and they were someone that you wanted to be. They shone. And in the same way, anybody who was a poor performer, it was really, really obvious. You know, people who didn't do their jobs, who missed deadlines, who, you know, didn't follow the business norms, who weren't following the processes, who weren't doing the things that they should be doing, they stood out. You know, when they fell below, you know, what was not necessarily high performance, when they fell below what was acceptable, average performance, they really stood out. And frankly, they didn't stay long because it became so obvious that it was almost like management, leadership team had to do something about it, because not dealing with, addressing, or, you know, speaking about and speaking to the poor performer would feel out of the norm. So that in turn starts to link to the, like, I guess, the other side of the coin, which is high performance driving your positive culture. So certainly in that business, when I was a corporate recruiter, in that business, the culture was to perform. It was to go beyond, to strive for recognition, to be empowered, to do what you needed to do to perform. And you were very much supported to innovate. You know, yes, there were rules. Yes, there was processes, but you're encouraged to, you know, break them, so to speak, in a positive way, to innovate new ways to reach even higher heights. So people often worked late, for example, and went well beyond the call of duty, so to speak, to drive that high performance, which in turn created a very motivated, energetic, and buzzy culture. Now, don't get me wrong, people don't have to work late to go beyond. That was just the example, you know, in that situation, in that time. That was the nature of that particular, I guess, moment in time in that environment. I think what's also interesting is when you're looking at culture from the perspective of high performance, driving your culture, when you have the people who are determined to perform, to hit their goals, to achieve the job they've been brought in to do, they will naturally ask questions, challenge the status quo if the status quo is standing in the way of them achieving what they're here to do. They'll make suggestions. They'll be proactive. They'll be loud. They'll initiate. You know, they'll do this communication because that's what's required to achieve the role they've been brought in to do. You know, they'll go to their peers. They'll collaborate. They'll lean on other people. They'll try and get people on board, et cetera, all in the scope of getting their jobs done, which you can see, you know, this high performer, this high-performing nature, this high-performing determination will in turn drive the culture of your business, the positive culture of communication and collaboration, et cetera. So it's really interesting, isn't it? You know, culture and high performance, it's almost like they're interdependent. So if you're listening to this and you're wondering, well, where do I start? Do I work on the culture side? Do I work on the high performance side? You know, if you want to ramp your team up a little bit or dial up the return you're getting from them, then the answer is to look at both, to look at culture and to look at high performance. On the cultural side, you want to encourage communication, collaboration, opinions, ideas, and to a certain extent, disagreement is actually a really positive cultural behavior that you want to see, because it means that people feel safe, they feel strong enough in their roles to actually like question the norm. So we don't want to see 100% agreement. And you want to, or you need to emphasize and talk about the things that you want to see, talk about the behaviors that you want to see as part of your culture until they become the norm of your business. And on the performance side, again, you want to talk about it. You need to talk about deadlines, talk about accountability, hold people accountable, and don't let poor performance and below average performance just sit there unaddressed. You know, it doesn't fly under the radar just because you might be ignoring it or delaying dealing with it. You really want to be seen to be asking questions, to be showing up the deadlines, to be holding people accountable, to be seen to be questioning why the performance is where it is. And in turn, when you do this, you'll steer your team into the direction that you want them to go, which is a more high-performing team. Because here's the thing, an awesome culture doesn't just form itself. It is formed by you and by your team. It gets formed based on what you and your team do and don't say. So sometimes it's almost worse to not be saying anything, because by not saying anything, you're saying something, and the culture, and it becomes a business norm and part of the culture that nothing gets said. So performance, poor performance, you know, below average performance, below par performance, performance that's lacking when someone's in a training period, all of that needs to be discussed really openly. The more transparent you can be to someone about their performance, the better. Performance needs to be discussed. Everybody needs to know what high performance looks like. You need to celebrate it when you see it. People need to know what poor performance looks like, and they need to know that it'll be addressed and discussed, albeit that might be privately, when that happens as well. So discuss poor performance privately, but you want to also make sure that the wider team, while they don't need to know the details of the poor performance, they need to know that the poor performance is being addressed. So it doesn't become perceived as, it's okay to not do the thing, and that's just okay here, because we don't want that to become part of our culture. So it's a little bit of an interesting question, an interesting relationship between the two. Does culture drive high performance, or does high performance drive your culture? So I hope that these thoughts in this very short episode have been thought-provoking for you, and you can see how the two are so closely intertwined. So have a great week, everybody. I'll be back next week, and I hope that's given you something to think about.